Hello, you're listening to your favorite podcast, Not Another Sports Podcast. And before we start our episode, we want to say thank you to all the fans who've been supporting us to this time. And if you're a new fan or just now listening, make sure you subscribe and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Not Another Sports Podcast. And at Twitter, N_A_S_podcast. Now enjoy the show.
Episode of your favorite podcast, Not Another Sports Podcast. One of my hosts, I'm one of your hosts, Brandon. Here's my co-host, Kevin and Jordan.
Yo, what's up? This is Kevin.
Yes, sir, and this is Jordan. And we got our boy back, Will.
Yes, sir.
And as always, here on Not Another Sports Podcast, we're going to kick it off with something positive. My something positive for this week is more life. We out here. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
My more life of the week is, my more life of the week. My something positive of the week is just telling everybody to stay positive and keep going, you know.
Okay. I don't know if I'm next, but I definitely want to shout out to More Life. I want to shout out to Second Chances. God has given a lot of second chances to me and a lot of people around me. So shout out to that as well.
Yes, sir. For me, as always, more life. Shout out to the fact that the Braves have had a great month. We back in the winning column. We're over 500. Roy is back. Shout out to him. Duval is getting hot. Dansby is showing that he's the best shortstop in the league. Shout out to the Braves.
They turn to trash. Anyway, since the last time y'all heard from us, the NBA season is over with the Golden State Warriors taking the NBA Finals in a 4-2 series defeat. I wouldn't really call it lopsided. I think Will's the only one that picked the Celtics, Jordan picked the Celtics, but he hate the Warriors. I mean, this didn't really surprise me. I didn't think they were gonna win three games in a row, but at the same time, I thought it was gonna go seven. But shout out to the Warriors. This man, Steph, has finally solidified. I mean, he was going to the Hall of Fame either way. He solidified his four rings. He got his seat at the table. So it's not really nothing you can say. Shout out to Clay. After missing a whole year, he came back and got him another ring. Steve Kerr still ain't it with his son named Nick, but that's not the point here. Shout out to the Warriors.
Shout out to the Warriors. The Warriors ended it in six. I picked the Warriors in six, and the series kind of went exactly how I thought it would and said it would. Jason Tatum fizzled out. He wasn't all that like I assumed he would be. Jaylen Brown, yes, he's a very, very tough player. And one thing I can say about Jaylen Brown that I gained from this series and this playoff run, it's his toughness. He's going to keep going. He's not going to give up. Seen a lot of people on the Celtics give up, but he kept going. He's the reason in game six that they was able to even keep it into eight, mostly in the fourth quarter. So shout out to him for that. But you got to learn that he can't bully everybody. You can't run everybody over. You got to learn how to go left, and you got to pick your head up when you drive. Jason Tatum, he just didn't show up. He just didn't show up in most of the games. I think he shot like 60% from the free throw line. Like, that's atrocious for someone like him. But more credit to the Warriors, because Steph Curry, as I always believe, is a Hall of Fame player, top 10 player, and he actually finally got the Finals MVP that I think he should have already done had too. But he done solidified himself. Draymond Green closed out the series well. It was good to see Klay bounce back. Andrew Wiggins finally showed up. So, yeah, the Warriors were just a better team.
Shout out to the Warriors. I didn't want them to win. I said that from the beginning that I didn't want them to win because I don't like Draymond and I don't like Steve Kerr. And I would prefer it if Draymond was quiet and I didn't want what was happening to happen. What's currently happening to happen. I saw it coming. He said what was going to happen. And shout out to him for holding up his end of the bargain because he said if they won that he was going to keep talking. So he did it. The only way you can stop that is to beat them. So, I mean, I don't have anything. I can't be mad at it. He did it. They did it. So, at this point, to the victor, go to the spoils. I still feel like they weren't necessarily the best team. I still feel like Memphis would have beaten them. But, I mean, as Kevin always says, you can do that every year with everything. And they were able to get it done. They held it down. I didn't expect Jason Tatum to fall completely off the map, but, you know, it is what it is. Like I've always been saying, Jaylen Brown is the better player out of those two, and he showed it throughout this playoff run in this final series. And they can only go up from here, I guess. I don't think it's necessarily make it back to the finals standard, but I do feel like there's room for improvement. I do feel like there are a bunch of running away narratives going on. I don't feel like Steph is top 10, and I don't feel like he's top 5 either. But, you know, we all are in that recency bias. We got to get the hot take of the month. So, people are running away with that. But as I've always said, if you're not in my top 3, I don't really care about lists. So if you want to say he's top 10, then I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm not going back and forth over it. I don't really care that much. But those are just some of the narratives I felt like we're running away with. Oh, and I also don't feel like they were like this great top dynasty. I do feel like they had a great run in these 8 years. I don't look at them as this elite dynasty. I don't even feel like they're the best dynasty in the current four major sports. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the best dynasty going right now. But we can talk about that later if y'all want to. Yeah, they did lose. But I don't remember the Warriors ever winning 3 in a row. So.
But...
Never mind. I'll say it is. Oh, are you finished, Jordan? My bad. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm done.
Okay. The Warriors, they did what they needed to do, which was counter everything the Celtics was doing great, which was take advantage of when the Celtics were falling, coming up with mishaps, turning over the ball, you know, just minor mistakes. Well, major mistakes. I think the Boston Celtics will make it back probably within the next 2 years, honestly. And that's really all I have to say on it. Like, I don't really like it. Like, I don't really care for Steph and the whole MVP thing that the, you know, the narratives and everything that they pushed. But I do say shouts to them for, you know, winning. And I will acknowledge that they actually won. You know, they did what they needed to do to beat the Celtics.
Moving right along with the finals being over with, that means NBA free agency that started. Bro, I don't even know what the point in the NBA making all this big noise about free agency is anymore. Every time you think somebody gonna leave their team, they end up staying with their team, i.e. Bradley Beal. This man, they made a big deal out of it for 2 days. Bradley Beal is opting out of his contract. They made it seem like he finna move to the West Coast. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, I get the notification that Bradley Beal signed another new contract. Like, bro, at this point, stop announcing it. Because we already know Bradley Beal is not going anywhere. But anyway, We had some other key moves around the NBA. Rudy Gobert is trash, but he's going to the Timberwolves. Yeah, the Timberwolves. It's still, I mean, I don't think they're going to really make it. He's not going to be the difference maker. He offers absolutely nothing on the offensive end of the end of the board. Yes, he won 3 defensive players of the year, but if they match up with Jai again, he's going to get dunked on in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think that was a wave maker. I still think as long as Carl Anthony Towns plays up and has up and down series, they're not going to go far in the playoffs. Yeah, whoever they play might end up going 7, but other than that, that's about it. Yeah. Hey, I feel about free agency so far. Shout out to the Hawks for getting DeJounte Murray too.
I like it though. I like the move from Minnesota. And that's only because offensive rebounding. He's 7 foot. You have Cat offensively to score down there as well. He can stretch the floor. So that way, Gobert doesn't really have to leave the paint or outside the paint. You know what I'm saying? He just floats around the rim for the offensive rebound. And then, like you said, he is a defensive player of the year, you know, numerous times. I think it was a smart move just for offensive rebounding. You don't really need him to score. So you need a hell of a rebounder. And shit, Gobert is one of those ones. So I think it was a good move on Minnesota's move, on Minnesota's part, to go get Rudy Gobert. I like that move. I also like Atlanta's move to go get DeJounte Murray. And the Bradley Beal situation. That's just, I don't know. I guess it's just narrative to get, you know, people talking, looking at the NBA and paying attention to, you know, the TV shows and stuff, the morning shows, the talk shows and everything. I think he should have left, but I mean, it makes sense for him to stay. He might as well retire there. They've been home for, you know what I'm saying, for all his career, so shoot, you might as well. I'm not really familiar with any more moves, but I do know that I think Ja got paid. Ja got paid. Cat got paid. Jokic got paid. So shouts to them for, you know, signing extensions for their team. But I like free agency so far. I like the noise from Kyrie. I think KD is playing a like chaperone role. I think he's taking the hit for Kyrie, so Kyrie doesn't look bad for forcing his way to LeBron after he said he didn't want to be with LeBron. So I think Kyrie's leaving. Yes, Kyrie will more than likely be on the Lakers, but I don't think KD's moving at all. I think Russ might come to KD, and KD's gonna stay in Brooklyn with Ben Simmons. But I think KD's just playing the best friend role, the hey, I want to leave with Kyrie, so now it doesn't look so bad that Kyrie's forcing his way to LeBron. It looks like Kyrie's forcing him and KD to LeBron. But if KD never wanted to leave, the whole narrative would be so different. Kyrie would be in the news for being bashed for, you know, how he talked about LeBron years ago in Cleveland, and he wanted to leave and be a leader and da 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 da. And then if news came out this year that he wanted to force his way back to LeBron, what would we be talking about? What would the conversation be? So now I just feel like, because I had time to think about it, that KD's just taking the blow for Kyrie, so it doesn't look bad on Kyrie's half for forcing his way back to LeBron.
But I got another move for you, Kevin. Kevin hurt her to the Kings.
Kevin, don't hurt her. That actually hurt. I didn't see the notification. I came in the group chat and I was just reading, catching up, and I'm like, wait, what? Red Velvet's gone. Kevin, don't hurt her. I think it's gonna be a big loss, but I think we have one more big move that we're gonna make, one more big signing. So hopefully that pays off. But I'm definitely gonna miss Kevin, don't hurt her.
We need a forward. We got guards. We got enough guards. I don't think they're gonna be able to find nobody for Capella unless you move a forward. That's what we need.
John Collins ain't it.
Shout out to his mom though. She looked good.
What y'all think, Kevin?
Starting with the Timberwolves, I got to see how it fits because they gave up a lot of depth. I don't think this team has made themselves a lot better. Kind of shrunk the floor by adding Rudy Gobert out there. And I know that Karl Anthony Towns made third All-NBA, or was it third All-NBA defensive? Either way, I don't think you move him to the four, you move Rudy Gobert to the five. He can't guard the perimeter whatsoever. That means Karl Anthony Towns had to guard KD, LeBron, Kawhi, Paul George, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Browns, Klay Thompson type people. And he might be okay defensively, but I think you put him in a bad position having to do all of that. And now you got more Anthony Edwards and D'Lo, and you don't have a bench.
Well, so, not really. You know, teams don't ever guard KD one-on-one.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, but Karl Anthony Towns going to be the primary defender when it comes to that, because Rudy Gobert can't guard him. D'Lo can't guard him. Anthony Edwards can't do it.
That's why they help.
Yeah, but now you got
KD pass.
I don't know. I got to see how it look, because Rudy Gobert is showing you he's not going to attempt. He don't care. He's not going to try to pull out and close out anything that's not in the rim area. And I think that's going to be detrimental to them because they just shrunk the floor. They like, now Karl Anthony Towns, the driving lanes look more clustered now. Because what can Rudy Gobert do on the offensive end? He's not even that good in pick and roll situations. So it's interesting to see how that plays out. Patrick Beverley going to the Utah Jazz is interesting. I don't think he would be there. I think they probably would buy him out or try to find another way to get him out of there, because he already said on ESPN that he had some teams of interest. But that's interesting. Bradley Beal, I know Jordan can't stand him, but I thought he would be a good addition to the Heat. But he's on his Carmelo. He wants the bag, and I can't blame him. He feel comfortable. He found a place. He want a ball right there. Let him be. And when it comes to KD and Kyrie, I think that just ran its course. KD wants out. Kyrie wants out. And can't really blame him. I think Kyrie got a little bit too much flat, too much hate, you know. I think it's just media doing too much, because if you look in the grand scheme, we all have our own personal opinions on the vaccination, but I don't feel like he should be crucified because he didn't want to take the shot. That's all I'm saying on it. So all of this is blown out of proportion, and this just ran its course. I don't think nobody should be looked at as bad. It's just time for them to go. Free agency is interesting. Everybody pretty much signed back with their own teams, so not much movement.
What y'all think about the Jaylen Brown? I mean, the Jaylen Brunson.
What does it's the Knicks?
Yeah, Knicks
on the Knicks. That you overpaid. He's all right, but he couldn't even get, like I said, he couldn't get Luka extra 2 games in the Western Conference Final. Like, I don't know what he's gonna come do with New York with Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, and I believe he's left-handed as well. You got 3 lefties on the court, and none of them can and utilize the right like that.
Play half court. Andre Drummond also signed with the
Bulls. Oh god,
underpaid too,
which was a nice move though.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's not that effective.
Gary
as,
Payton.
As much. The Gary Payton move was nice. I like that.
Gary Payton is with Portland. Only 3 years, 28 mil. Warriors couldn't pay him. They ain't had enough money.
I think the Warriors just got Dante DiVincenzo.
They did.
So that was a nice pickup in exchange pretty much for losing Gary Payton.
I don't know. Gary Payton was one of the difference makers for them.
Yeah. Where did Bruce Brown go? The Denver Nuggets?
To the Nuggets.
Yes.
Man. That's a big loss for Brooklyn. And they lost to Drummond.
Blake Griffin about to leave to the Clippers or the Lakers.
That's tough. Well, Brooklyn might come back big with something. They might get Aiden.
He's not good.
Hey, man. I'm in the choir. And I know the song.
It's not a difference maker.
Well, y'all think Carmelo about to retire or?
Hopefully.
What happened with him?
Hopefully he resigns with the Lakers.
Yikes. I think he should just go back to the Knicks and call it quits.
With that being said, we're going to move right on to baseball. This man, Freddie Freeman, made his return to Atlanta this past weekend. For whatever reason, this man thought that he was going to get some sympathy from me because he was crying. I don't care about none of that because at the end of the day, it's still your fault why you're not here. So you can go ahead with that. You can mention with that. I think he had two hits over the course of the three game series.
No, I think it was four. He had two in the first two games, and then he had two the last one.
Yeah. Well, he basically, you could tell he was distracted. It was like, and shout out to Matt Olson for going off too. He bought in that series. But, yeah. I can't say that I kind of feel like how Roy feels about him. Can't say that I miss him. It's your fault why you're not here. I don't know why. Yes, he played 12 years here and he had all them great memories, but the way you ended it, bruh, that really left a sour taste in my mouth. So it's like, at least for the next 6 years, you're getting booed every time you come to the plate. So, that being said, how y'all feel about Freddie coming back?
I mean, I don't really. It's not that I don't care, it's just that I'm tired of talking about it. Like, this happened in March, and we still talking about it. I get it, it's his first time back, but now it's a week later, and he fired his agent and all this other stuff. Like, bro, move on. Like, why are we still dealing with this? Like, I respect Freddie. I was a big fan of, I mean, I won't say I was a big fan, but I do feel like he wasn't given the credit that most other people would have gotten if his first 12 years of his career happened in a Dodgers or Yankees uniform, everybody would have been saying he was the best player in baseball. But since he was playing in Atlanta, nobody really cared. So, I mean, I get it, but at the end of the day, I wasn't just saying he was my favorite player. I never thought about getting a jersey. But I will say that, I'm not just crying because he's gone, because I get it, it's baseball. Like, this is how I felt. Like, how most people want me to feel now is how I felt when Andrew Jones left. But it's not the same. Andrew Jones didn't turn down 3-4 contracts and then give an ultimatum to the Braves at the last second and try to pin them up against another team to get him a better deal. No, he understood. Like, the Braves didn't want him back. It's not the same with Freddie. Freddie definitely did not. Well, he wanted to come back, but he wanted to come back at his price, which wasn't beneficial to the Braves. So we weren't trying to do that. So we got somebody that was just as good for a cheaper price, which gives us options to go and replace people like Kenley Jansen, who we get on the injured list, or people like Alex Dickerson, who don't cut it, so we have to go find another outfielder or something like that. Those are the things we can do because we have the flexibility, because we didn't overpay Freddie. So I'm not sitting here, like, I get it. If I'm in his shoes, I want as much money as I can, but I'm also realizing that that's not what's best for the team. We're not giving him a Kobe Bryant go retire contract, because at the end of the day, you still, in 5 years, you still would probably get another 2-3 year contract. So no, you're not, that's not what we're finna do. I'm done.
Okay, I'm done.
Well.
Okay. Hmm.
Anybody?
I was just interested in this to hear y'all takes on it. You know, I'm a Yankees fan. I don't care. Freeman or Dodgers.
That being said,
What?
Oh.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you good.
To add to the Freddie segment, I think it was just weird attention seeking on his behalf. It was like, I feel like he literally chose to leave because we didn't want to match his price. And for him to now do all this with firing his agent and all that, it's just like all that could have been handled behind wraps, behind doors. And I don't think that you can really sit here and say that you didn't know about another offer or you didn't know about this. But honestly, if you really wanted to be here, be a part of the culture and be about what we were about and continue playing for where you truly wanted to be, like Chipper Jones said publicly, he would have done anything to do it. So I feel like he just, I don't know, I think it's also a mixture of him seeing that we're not suffering without him. Like, the culture is still strong, we're still doing everything we need to do, everybody's still loving, and Matt Olson is doing a hell of a job.
I think the Dodgers don't even make it out the first round this year. Half of their pitching staff hurt. And I just hate Dave Roberts. That man said, we're going to win the World Series as long as we have a season. But don't man, bro. That was the favorite. At least 5 out of the last 6 years, dog. Don't say, man. Y'all wake up in the favorite and y'all have one championship. Don't say, man, bro. Anyway, moving right along to our DNFBS segment. This man Draymond said they win 3 out of the 4 next finals. I mean, I think it's genius because we've seen that this is how Draymond gets himself up. He has to hype himself up. So, I mean, and honestly, what else is he supposed to say? Shout out to Draymond.
I'm going to go genius just because we all know that they're not going to win 3 out of the next 4. So it's not even a point in debating them. But it's genius because it gets people talking about his podcast. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all he wants.
I'm going to say genius as well just because it's Draymond being Draymond.
Yeah, I like Draymond. And it's funny. But I do see the Warriors winning at least 2.
Yes, but that's not 3.
I was just throwing that in there.
Yeah, I think it's genius just because, of course, like Jordan was saying, it's just people talking about his podcast. I don't truly believe that. I don't believe that. But I mean, it is genius on his behalf.
USC and UCLA are moving to the Big Ten. The deal is basically done. Genius for USC, BS for UCLA, because I don't think they still going. USC still going to out recruit them, especially now that they've got a little bit wilder. And they've been the best team in the Pac-12 for a while now. I mean, yeah, you got Oregon that was, quote, competitive for a while. But, I mean, if we go on Pac-12, I'm going to USC just off of tradition. And people are going to come on to play there because of the people that promote it. I mean, it is what it is. And Lincoln Riley coming in now. So if you're offensive Google, you know what I'm saying? You're going to want to go there just so it can be a stepping stone for the next level. I think it's genius for them trying to get a quote-unquote tougher schedule. So if they do have an opportunity where they're right on the bubble of getting into the playoffs, yeah, they'll have that strength of schedule as a key component. But I still don't think they're going to be able to beat Ohio State, especially not for the first couple of years. Once recruiting is more, once we get to see a a bigger sample size, then I think it may be a little bit more even, but I'm still going with Ohio State going to run that conference. So. You got to contend with Michigan, Michigan State. And how you going to go from playing in sunny Southern California to playing in the middle of America? That the home field advantage and the weather difference is going to be a big difference. Shout out to the weather. I mean, it's going to get more eyes on it. Once we saw Texas and Oklahoma moving to the SEC, it was pretty much foregone that this type of thing was going to happen for certain teams to be able to even be considered, still really considered in a Power 5 conference. So I think it's genius, but BS for UCLA because they're trash.
I think it's I mean, I don't see why it would be BS in any way, but I mean, it's not necessarily genius. It just is what it is. For USC, it's genius because they're making more money. But for the Big Ten, it doesn't really make sense. Other than the fact that it'll give Ohio State credible wins, technically. But if USC isn't what everybody expects under Lincoln Riley, then they're just like, it doesn't really affect anything. I can see it making sense in football because they only have one game a week, so the cross country travel isn't that much of a difference. But for other sports, they're basically just showing you that college doesn't matter, which we all knew, but it's just them putting more confirmation to it, because there's no way you can play a Tuesday night volleyball game and then be in class on then be in class on Wednesday, even though they weren't doing that anyway. It's just like, now we know for a fact that you can't do it. But yeah, it's just basically the Big Ten was giving them more money for TV rights than the than the Pac-12 was able to give them. I can see the same thing happening with Clemson in the SEC, if we're being honest, because right now Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, those type of teams make more money off of TV deals right now than Clemson does off of their TV deal, and that's before the SEC signs their new TV deal that they're signing. So I guess at this point everybody's just waiting to see if Clemson and Miami and Florida State, those type of teams, move, and also where Notre Dame goes, if they go to the SEC or the Big Ten. So that's pretty much where we are at.
I suppose that is, I guess it's genius. I don't see USC or UCLA coming over there and taking over. I think they might start off hot, have a couple good years like Missouri did, and then get humbled and fall in line.
I thought you were done. My bad. Go ahead.
Like you said, it's probably just like, so for Ohio State or Michigan, sometimes Penn State, sometimes Michigan State, to have those, I guess, those quality wins type things, some extra quality wins. But I don't see it being a big jump unless Lincoln Riley becomes some super fat coach.
Yeah, UCLA is really just there for basketball and to make sure that the Pac-12 doesn't have an LA market for basically to kind of put the Pac-12 out of business.
Oh. Politics.
Basically.
I think it's genius. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It sports helps your face guard when it comes to the end of the season. And also with bowl games as well. That's big as well. with the bid that they have. So I like it. It'll make it more interesting football. So ready to see it.
With that being said, let me see. The Colorado Avalanche had too many men on the ice in game four, and that's why they lost in overtime. I just be watching hockey for the fights, bro.
Facts.
To the fights. That's really what they... I think it was the Eastern Conference Finals. At the end of the game, New York was like, you know what? We lost. We probably going to lose the series. And they lost in their hands, too. That was a tough... You know what I'm saying? That was a tough game. Why you lose? Lost in overtime with, like, a minute left. And then you got beat up after the game. Shout out to hockey. Bring the Thrashers back to Atlanta.
And, okay.
I'm going to say BS because I think it's BS that the Avalanche had too many men on the ice. That's my logic. But yes, unlike, for those who don't know, who don't watch hockey, unlike every other sport, you don't stop to make substitutions in hockey. You keep going and then people just sub in and out as they're going. But in game four in the overtime, they had too many men on the ice. And basically, they just passed it ahead, and then they got the goal. And that game was over. And they didn't call it. And the refs knew it, basically, and said, well, it didn't affect the outcome, so we didn't call it. Like, that makes no sense. That's like saying, because they didn't get a sack, they had 12 men on the field. So we just let it ride. They didn't block a shot. So because they had six people on the court, it didn't matter. Like that doesn't make sense. I do feel like the Avalanche were the better team. So I do feel like they would have won the finals regardless. But I do feel like that played a role in a very pivotal game that was would have made a series tie 2-2 instead of 3-1 in a series where they went back and won game five on the road. If you're up, if it's tied 2-2 and then you go win game five, you're not down 3-2, you're up 3-2 with game six at home. So I feel like that would have made a big difference. And I do, like I said earlier, I do still feel like they are the best dynasty in the four major sports currently still, even though they lost. I don't feel like you have to have a three-peat that makes you a great dynasty. I don't feel like you have to win it every year to be considered the dynasty. They have the same amount of titles in the same amount of years as the Warriors. They went 19 games in which they didn't lose back-to-back playoff games. Like if they lost the game in the playoffs, they would win the consecutive game. There's more to it, but I feel like those were the two major reasons for why I felt like they were the best dynasty going.
I just want the fights.
Yeah, I think that's complete fair. But I mean, I guess it is what it is now. But we'll probably see this matchup again in maybe the next 2-3 years. Go Capitals.
Hey, man. I just like the Lightning and the Blackhawks. I remember I went to Chicago and we were taking a tour of the city and they were telling us about how at one of the museums they have this dinosaur outside of the museum, and every time they win, like every time one of the teams in the city wins a championship, they put the jersey of that team onto the dinosaur. So, pretty cool. Yeah,
I know Nashville hockey stadium is big and beautiful. I like how it looked when I used to stay up there. Like big arena, and it's different when you're in a city that's hockey's anything. You don't see no NBA arenas, no football arenas. The biggest arena is a hockey arena. So that's different.
Okay.
Moving on to our penalty kick segment. The Angels and the Mariners got the hook in this week. And they was actually hooking. Not one of them baseball fights. It all started because the Angels hit one of the Mariners players in the last series they had. So this series, the Mariners threw at Mike Trout twice. And the next day, the Mariners got hit again, and that was like enough of it. So they was out there hooking. Shout out to baseball. They actually had a baseball fight. I mean, I do think it's kind of stupid that the whole team has to run on the field for what they be doing, but I feel like it made sense this time. They did, shout out to the Angels, man. Jesse Winker got thrown out of the game, and they ordered him a pizza to the clubhouse. That's hilarious. My boy, John Boy, who is my resident, all other teams except the Braves, baseball news. That's where I get all my other news except for the Braves. But with that being said, I think the MLB is going to do a couple game suspension. You know how this goes. It's not really going to affect anybody, either one of those teams, because neither one of them is winning the division. So.
They had the suspensions already.
And my point, this ain't going to affect neither one of those teams. Neither one of those teams going to win the division. They're going to be in Cancun at the end of September. Gone fishing.
I feel like I've always said I hate when pitchers throw at people and expect nothing to happen. That's lame. I feel like if you throw at me with a ball, I should be able to hit you with a bat. And I feel like that's fair. Pitchers throw over 100 miles per hour. And that, no, you're coming downhill. That shit hurts. Like, no, you're not gonna just hit me and I don't get to do nothing about it. And I feel like the Angels Angels interim manager, I feel like he should have been suspended for the rest of the season. Like, I feel like that's lame. You put a closer onto you changed your pitching rotation to put a relief pitcher as your starting pitcher because you knew you were gonna hit them. Nah, bro. No, that's way too much. You definitely premeditated that, went home, slept on it, came back to the ballpark and said, yep, this still makes sense. So no, you got to go. You can't, no, we got to get that stuff out of baseball. That's lame. Like, y'all always want to say, let players play, let the kids be the kids. And then when they do stuff, y'all get mad at it. No, you can't have it both ways. So no, he definitely should be gone. And I feel like the dude that got injured fighting, you should swing on everybody in your clubhouse, especially the manager, because I shouldn't even be in this situation. So nah, it's just lame.
I'm sorry, guys. You're still on the brawl, right?
Yeah. It was nice to see it. Like, Randy, you hit it on the nose too. It was nice to see baseball fight. Every time ESPN hype it up like something wicked that happened, all they done did just come out and start pushing each other. And I think the highest suspension was 7 games, right?
I don't know. I saw it and I never really like paid attention to it.
I know everybody involved got more than 2 game suspensions, so they really was getting after. And I still don't understand the aspect of still hitting people with the baseball and stuff like that. Like,
there's different ways to get back at them. I don't understand why you got to continuously take that route. But I don't know. It was fun to see.
funny to see.
Yeah. Like Jordan was saying, I think we definitely need to get stuff like that out of baseball. But I do understand like the whole aspect of fighting in defense for yourself. But like the targeting batters like that, we got to get rid of that. That's like that's discussion, like burning down the value. Because, you know, people already have their takes on baseball. And now that just brings the face value down. Because I like to think of baseball as America's game. Like Jordan was saying, I would like to get stuff like that out of baseball, so we could definitely consider banning the manager for premeditating that assault. We gotta get stuff like that out just to protect our athletes, especially if we're paying them as much as we are paying them.
See, my thing is, the person who got suspended the most is the person who didn't even do nothing. Like, the person who got hit by the ball is the one who got suspended the most. I feel like that's completely unfair.
Because he sparked.
Huh?
Because he sparked it.
No, he didn't. The pitcher sparked it. If he didn't, he didn't just go out there and just start swinging on people for no reason.
True. That's,
no, you got to start at the root. The pitcher started it. But to Kevin's point, yes, the longest suspension is 7 games for Jesse Winker. J.P. Crawford, I don't even know who that is, got 5 games. Julio Rodriguez, 2 games. The Angels had 9 people suspended, including the manager who got 10. Well, I guess you can technically say he got the most. But Anthony Rendon, who's hurt, was out there swinging with a cast. Got 5 games whenever he comes off the IL, and he can't even be on the bench for the next 7 games. And a bunch of other people, including coaches and their interpreter, got suspended. So I don't know if they have like a backup, if they're going to use teammates, how that's going to work. I don't know. But yeah, those are all the suspensions.
That's funny. Them boys got the hooking.
Next up, we got the All-Star voting. With that being said, go to Braves.com/vote, get to Atlanta Braves to Hollywood. With that being said, Trey Turner better not be the starting shortstop, bro. There's absolutely no reason why. None. I got Dansby at short. That's really my controversy. On the controversy, I got for the All-Star game. I feel like they're going to try to make Trey Turner the All-Star starter because they love him. But Dansby is definitely playing better at the time. He had another home run last night. Shout out to Dansby. Seven! Let's go, seven. He almost had a cycle now that I think about it. Dude from the Reds was like, not on my watch.
No cap, bro. Bro made a diving stop in the 8th inning of a
ninth inning of an eight to one game.
Bro, like, what is wrong with you? What type of beef do you have with Dansby?
I got one speed.
Bro, but salute to him though, because that was a really good play, and you gotta love the effort from those type of people. But yeah, like Brendan said, Dansby should be the starter. I like Trey Turner, actually. He's a really good player. I don't like Freddie. I don't like the fact that he's on the Dodgers, but it is what it is. I'm just glad Corey Seager ain't there. But shout out to Roy, the number one leading vote getter in the NL. That man led all players in the National League and was out the first month of the season. Shout out to him. Duvall still got a chance. Shout out to him. I don't think it's gonna happen though. Contreras will probably start at DH since Bryce Harper is hurt. So yeah, shout out to us. Putting in work.
All-star starters.
You named them? That was all of them?
No. I mean, that wasn't all of them. Those were the ones that I cared about. Oh, both of them, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't see who made it.
Oh, they haven't. They still in the finalists. I think. I mean, I know Judge won. He was the leading vote getter in the AL. I don't know if Stanton or anybody else was up there. I wasn't really looking at the AL.
I know Judge. Judge is right now MVP so far. But Stanton, as Stanton should be an all-star this year. I give him that. I don't still trust him. I still don't trust him. But I think so far lately, I've been pleased. Can't talk smack to the playoffs, though, because we'll have a great season and lose in the first round.
If Vlad can win MVP last year, Aaron Judge should win MVP this year. They better not have no voter fatigue for Shohei Ohtani, neither. They better keep that same energy. That man's still out here pitching and hitting just like he was last year. He ain't stopped pitching and hitting.
Judge on pace for like 65 home runs.
I don't care about none of that. He ain't pitching and hitting, though.
65 home runs.
He ain't pitching and hitting. Is he pitching while hitting
65
home runs?
65 home runs.
That's a lot of home runs.
But is he striking out batters while doing it? Nope. So then he ain't MVP.
I mean, that... You got a point. That 65 home runs is...
But is he striking out 65 batters? No. Hey, man, all I want is consistency. Because they told me Vlad couldn't do it because he don't know how to throw a sinker.
It makes sense. Will?
Really good shout out to the Braves and Bo Bichette. And Vladdy Jr. too. I feel like we have a couple blocks this year. Like Michael Harris, Roy, of course, Ozzy. I think Matt Olson might be a lock as well. Stanby. I feel like we might have at least five starters this year, or we should. That's all I really have to say.
Yes, sir. NBA draft. The NBA draft, man.
It did.
Like I say for every sport, I don't really care about the draft. Let me see. I took a screenshot. I did have something to say about the draft. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me pull up my notes. Maybe. Oh, it's in the deleted album. My bad.
Well, while he does that, I don't really think anybody in this draft is going to be all that. I feel like it's going to be a bunch of role players, and that's fine. Everybody doesn't have to be a star. The league is mostly made up of people who play a role. So, I mean, it's not a diss. I'm just telling you what I think of this draft. I do find it kind of funny that the dude that they put in on 2K got drafted number one after not having a workout or meeting with the team. But, you know, this isn't that type of podcast.
got my notes. So, former Alabama men's basketball standout, J.D. Davidson went to the Boston Celtics. Jaden Shackelford went to Oklahoma City. And Keon Ellis went to Sacramento Kings. So, for best player to worst player, it went Keon Ellis to Sacramento, James Shackelford to Oklahoma City, and J.D. Davidson to the Celtics. I feel like it's really messed up by that the best player ended up on the worst team, and the worst player of these three ended up on the best team. But J.D. Davidson going to be in the D League next year. Could have stayed at Alabama for that.
I like Chet Holmgren and Jaden Ivory in this draft. Many people in this draft stands out and would be like a superstar. But I think Chet, if he gained a little bit more weight, grow into his body, he's still young. If it grows into his body, I think he could be a perennial all-star.
And I do think Jaden Ivey can be an all-star guard for the Pistons with Cade Cunningham. So I think those two had the most potential in there. I really hate that the Heat drafted a great value Nikola Jokic. Like, I don't... we could have did something, then try to get a replica of someone. But let's see how it turns out.
I actually feel like that pick might be interesting. You know, the summer league games start today, and the Heat actually play, I believe, in like five. I think it's against the Lakers. So it'll be nice to see how that works out. Shit, like you said, Kevin, if he does put on some weight, I feel like he'll be on path to be setting himself up to be a star in the NBA. And there's not many, it wasn't many other picks that really stood out in the draft. I feel like Jordan said, it's a lot of role players in this draft, but a lot of players that help these teams elevate to chasing a ring. So it was an okay draft.
The Lakers signed Scottie Pippen's son and gave Shaquille O'Neal the workout. Shaquille O'Neal didn't make the team.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Okay.
With that being said, the Braves are the franchise holder for the month of June. We won 21 of 26 games. Let's go.
No, we tied the record and we won 21 out of 27. We won 21 and 6.
We did. We did tie the record because we got blown out 14-4. It was like, the Pistons was like, nah, I don't know they still suck. I hate them. I mean, it was a good month. We won 14 games in a row at one point this month. As long as we can keep this momentum going. And then we're supposed to get a lot of our healthy stars back in the second half of the season. So, and like they were saying, we did have this season started out similar to last season's where we were up and down at the beginning of the season. But I don't think if we didn't have this month of June this year, we would be able to catch the match because they don't look good. But we are 3.5 games back as of the time of this recording.
Didn't the Mets just lose 3-4 to the Astros?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, 3-4 to the Astros and then struggle with the Rangers.
Last
4-3.
The Rangers are nice, though.
Okay. I mean, I didn't say they weren't. I was just asking.
They just got Corsi.
You just said they don't lose. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen Corey Seager.
That's what I'm saying. That's all they got.
Okay. Marcus and me are not bad. But I feel like this has been us playing at the level of baseball we should have been playing all season. But we're finally, well, I would say we're finally getting healthy, but we're not. Ozzy got hurt this month.
Roy was in and out throughout.
Roy just came back last night. Kenley Jansen is hurt. Tyler Matzik probably won't be back for another 2 weeks. Eddie Rosario is just now getting rehab stints. We don't know when Kirby Yates is coming back. We probably don't know that if Mike Soroka will be back by the time the All-Star game starts. So, I mean, it's not like we're 100% healthy, but we are somewhat getting a little bit healthier. It's a marathon and we're probably getting to that second leg. Passing the baton on. That man Eddie said, here you go, Roy. I gotta go. Here you go. Take it. Michael Harris took it and ran with it. In my opinion, gonna be the rookie of the year. Dansby took it and ran with it. Became the best shortstop in baseball. It's an argument between him and Trey Turner. I give you that. But anybody else, I'm not having that debate with. You're just wasting your breath. I'm not going there with Francisco Lindor. I'm not going there with Jazz Chisholm. No, we're not doing that. But
not even Bo Bichette or Tim Anderson. Great.
Huh?
I said not even Bo or Tim.
I mean they're in that next tier. I have those debates with them before I have them with the two I named, but I don't think it's a long debate. It's just that I haven't seen either of them do it in the playoffs. And then I get it, it's not fair and it's different in baseball, but the playoffs is a completely different animal. And I've seen Dansby do it in the playoffs a couple of years. I've seen Trey Turner do it in the playoffs. So that's why I would give those two the nod. But I mean, I do feel like those two that you named are exceptionally great players. Yeah, it's just been fun to listen to and watch this team play. And I love the fact that right now there have been a 17 and a 20 game stretch where there are no off days. Like, I know that's not good for the team because they had to play through it, but it's great for me as a fan because there are no days where I can just sit and wallow in a 2-day loss like I had to when we blew the lead to the Dodgers after I went to the game on Sunday night, where I had to sit in it that Sunday night, that all day Monday, and then all day Tuesday until they played Tuesday night. So, I mean, it's just been fun to have long stretches of baseball.
I think the Braves are in a great spot right now, with everybody clicking, and I like how Michael Harris stepped up exceptionally.
Yep.
In the absence of Rosario, and even in absence as well, I do like the chemistry and what we have going. So shout out the Braves. I do think this year we might actually go and win again. Who we may face, I'm not sure. I would love it to be Toronto. Yikes.
What do you think?
The Yankees.
No, I missed the first part. The part that makes you say beat the Yankees.
He said he don't know who we may face. Who y'all may face.
I hope Toronto.
I honestly feel like it will be the Yankees and the Astros in the ALCS. And if it's not that, then I honestly, we need to have a serious talk about what's wrong with the Yankees. If that's not the ALCS championship.
Facts.
And of course, before we get out of here, we have to pick the ending, which is our weekly question for the show. So this week's pick the ending question is, should there be a limit on how many times you can retire and unretire? I don't think so. I think there should be a limit on when you can retire and unretire. You can't just come back in the middle of the season. I mean, I feel like if there's a team out there that's willing to pay you to play, no, you can retire and retire as many times. Technically, Deion Sanders can retire. No, technically, T.O.'s not retired. He never signed no paperwork. He never said, hey, I retired. But still out here playing, too. Shout out to T.O.
And they still put him in the Hall of Fame?
He is still in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I think it's from the last day you play your last game, not from, at least that's how it is in baseball. It's not from the day you retire, it's from the day you play your last game. This is from Penny. Basically, she was asking because Tom retired and unretired, and also Gronk retired, and many people feel like he's going to come back at some point. She's basically saying that she sees both sides of it, but basically that she came at it from a black mother's perspective, that don't be coming in and out of that house. You gotta pick one. So I mean, I don't know. I feel like as an athlete, I don't feel like it's a good idea to tell somebody that this is it. Like, because you really never know when it's truly it. Plus you never really want it to be it. So I feel like if you have to make those decisions on your own and come to your own processes, and if that's by you retiring and unretiring, I feel like then have at it. Do what you gotta do. I don't feel like there should be a limit to it.
I think so. I think because people nowadays just be doing it for clout and attention and all of these stories. You can't be flip-flopping like that. Like, if you retire, like, I give it a max 4 times. And then I also agree it should be a time frame of when you can put that decision in, and when it's set. Because you retire, then you come right back. And, like, some people do it during the season and mid-season. Like, you can't just retire in the middle of the season. Like, how to do... just walked off the field and stuff like that. It got to be some type of consequence or something like that. I just think it's unnecessary because I don't think a lot of people really doing it for the love of the game and just really missing it, like a Tony Gonzalez and stuff like that. People just doing it for attention.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but that's kind of y'all's fault for being invested in the story.
That's true. But it's hard. But when it's hard not to have that story when they constantly are, you know, they're the stars of the league, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know whatever they do is going to spark that story.
And I feel like it's
pre-planned.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Brother William?
I understand both sides. Sometimes you really never know. But the people who do are just doing it for whatever it takes. Like, they should have some type of punishment or something, you know. Maybe if you want to retire, you know, prematurely. For whatever reason, you have to give like 40% of, you know, whatever you paid or something, you know, something to keep people from damaging, is perceiving the game and the sport. But that's all I really have to say on that. I do see both sides though.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I'm gonna read this tweet from 15 this morning. It says, Braves Eddie Rosario was 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk for Triple A Gwinnett on Friday. In 6 rehab starts, he's hit 240, 6-for-25 with 2 doubles, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts, and a OPS of 641. Yes, sir. Well, with that being said, that concludes another episode of your favorite podcast, Not Another Sports Podcast. Make sure you follow me on all those social media sites. Hey, Rob was there.
I'm Jordan. You can follow me on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter and at @this_guy11 and Instagram @this_guy11. Follow the sports pages on Facebook and Instagram at Not Another Sports Podcast, on Twitter @N_A_S_podcast. Make sure you listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Like, subscribe, give us all the necessary comments, 5 stars, all that stuff.
Damn comments.
And this is Kevin. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at VikesBDKevo.
All right, and this is Will. You can follow me on Twitter at @NotEven_Earl.
And bye, remember, guys. And remember, guys, make sure you guys are being safe out here.
Always.
Make sure you guys are washing your hands.
Lávate los manos.
Every single day.
Black lives matter.
Every single day.
Don't fall for the agendas being pushed out here.
Never do that.
And go Gators.
Roll Tide. Stop on. Let's go, Hawks.
Roll Tide.
Let's go, Falcons.